The sense of being the owner of the small patch of earth offered a small taste of freedom. In some ways, I saw the garden as a metaphor for certain aspects of my life. Leaders must also look after their gardens. They too plant seeds and then watch, cultivate, and harvest the results. Like gardeners, leaders must take responsibility for what they cultivate. They must mind their work, try to drive back enemies, save what can be saved, and eliminate what cannot succeed. I wrote Winnie two letters about a particularly beautiful tomato plant, how I made it grow from a tender seedling to a strong plant that produced deep red fruit. But then, either through some mistake or lack of care, the plant began to wither and decline, and nothing I did would bring it back to health. When it finally died, I removed the roots from the soil, washed them, and buried them in a corner of the garden. I told her this small story at great length. I do not know what she read into that letter, but when I wrote it, I had a mixture of feelings. I did not want our relationship to go the way of that plant, and yet I felt that I had been unable to nourish many of the most important relationships in my life. Sometimes there is nothing one can do to save something that must die.